it is important to specify the context in which the framework of this visit. In Benin, we are feasting now our 150 years of evangelization in Benin. People of Benin, they are welcomed the park in the framework of this jubilee. It is a great event in Benin, and there are now many committees from the church, committees from the government. They are working together. I went to Benin two times with a delegation of the Holy See to see how things are being organized, so for a coordination. And I can say that everything is going well.
How is the relationship between the church and the state in Benin?
As far as the relation between the government and the church is concerned, I have to mention first that we know gospel before our independence. It shows that before our independence, church was present in Benin and present through social relation. They have built school, hospitals. They are present at social point of view. Mm-hmm. And now, after our independence, it is important to say that at any time there is any difficulty in Benin, the bishops of Benin, they talk to the people, with the government. So we can say that in Benin we have a dialogue between church and the state.
How important is the apostolic visit of Pope Benedict XVI to the people of Benin?
Pope Benedict XVI is coming to Benin for the first time, but to Africa for the second time. But it is important to say that John Paul II was in Benin two times,
yes,
in 82 and 93 for us. But Benin is honored. And he comes as pastor. But at the same time, he has been invited by the government and the church.
Yes.
And the church. It means that he will meet the government, he will meet the church. For us, it is a very big encouragement.
What should the Catholics from other African or European countries going to Benin for the apostolic visit expect?
As far as Africa is concerned, we need to put a special accent to the post-synodal exhortation.
Yes.
It's very important because when we look at the topics of the first synod and the second, it deals with the important problem we have in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if we pay a great attention to these topics and the speech of the Pope, we will gain a lot because it will help us to build what we call a social capital. Because we need to have a good quality of a social capital. It is a way to address easily our threats, the problem we have in Africa. And God knows that we have a lot.
How important is the figure of the late Cardinal Gantin to the people of Benin? Or what does he represent for the people of Benin?
To talk simply, Cardinal Gantin is just a son of Benin. A son of Benin, who can be called today the first ambassador of Benin, because through him, many people know Benin. And here in Roma, when I hear about him, I'm proud.
Yes.
Proud. The Pope told me, Cardinal Gantin is an African who gave a lot to the world. When I remember that man represent the Pope at Lourdes, France has colonized Benin. Who can imagine that a son of Benin can represent the Pope in France? So we can say that at international point of view, at the diplomatic point of view, he is a great figure for us. But we can add that among the people of Benin, Cardinal Gantin is like the model of service. And this can be useful for priests and no priest.
Maybe, I don't know if you would want to extend your reflection on Cardinal Gantin to the people of Africa, because he's also an African as much as he's from Benin.
What we give to the world is very important. So the African, I know the Africans can give a lot to the world.
Yes.
At the cultural point of view, we have a variety of things. We must be aware of this. It's very important that we are black, we are from Africa, but we can give at cultural point of view a lot to the world. In Benin, to make people notice this, the government decided to give the name of Cardinal to the airport, International Airport of Cotonou, Cardinal Gantin. The government helped to create a foundation to show to the young people how we have to work to serve Africa, to serve Benin. When we speak of church, we say church in Benin, church in Africa, not church of Benin and church of Africa. It means that what is happening in Benin is for all the church. And the result must be that in Vatican, in the Holy See, we see the presence of Africa, not only at the technical point of view, the social doctrine of the church, but at an academic point of view, a great university where we study Africa. Because if we are convinced that Africa has to give a lot to the world, we need to study Africa here. Also, when we look at who is working here, who is working there, I recognize that now a great effort has been made. But we need to do more to feel African presence in the church here in Roma, in Vatican, and the Holy See, because we speak of church in Benin, church in Africa, not church of Africa, church of Benin.